So module 2, video 7, migrating motor complex antibody tests. So now we're going to look at how to analyze for migrating motor complex optimal function. There's two different ways we can test for the migrating motor complex. One is the IBS SHORE, or the other is the IBS DTEX. These are both the exact same tests run by two different companies. IBS SHORE is through Vibrant Wellness, who is a subsidiary of that Vibrant America company. So if you set up a lab account with Vibrant America, as we already advised you to do, you can run the IBS SHORE directly through them. So contact your rep on that. IBS DTEX can be run through Quest. So to review the migrating motor complex real quickly, the migrating motor complex, remember, is affected when there's a bacteria that's basically causing food poisoning that has released a toxin, and the toxin's known as cytolethal distending toxin B. And we have an antibody, our body then launches an antibody immune response against the cytolethal distending toxin B, which is good until there's a molecular mimicry between anti-CDTB antibodies and vinculin. We will then have anti-vinculin antibodies, which will disrupt the interstitial cells of Kajal. Remember that the interstitial cells of Kajal are the pacemaker of the migrating motor complex. Once the pacemaker is affected, the migrating motor complex does not work as well. That's how we can have the pathogenesis of SIBO occur. So the IBS SHORE, IBS DTEX will help us to identify an infectious cause of SIBO. If it's positive, that means we likely have a food poisoning cause. But also it's good to know that anti-vinculin antibodies have been shown in research to distinguish between irritable bowel syndrome and irritable bowel disease. So we see that elevations occur in IBS, but not in IBD. There's also some research that's shown that anti-vinculin antibodies are more common with IBS-D than IBS-C. However, we do see these antibodies clinically elevated in both IBS-D and IBS-C. And what's most important in context of SIBO is that it helps to evaluate MMC function. So here's an IBS SHORE by Vibrant Wellness. So the reason I like this particular company so much is it's so easy to look at previous results. So we see for this particular patient, we see on the far right, the previous results for each of these two markers. So anti-vinculin antibodies, when this was first tested for, were at 25, very elevated. And anti-cytolethal distending toxin B antibodies were above 30 when this was first measured. So how we use this test is we measure this. We often measure it at towards the end of SIBO treatment as we are getting ready to work on prevention, and we see where these levels are at. Then we do the MMC protocols, which we will be teaching you in later videos, and we can use this as a test to check our progress. So as we do the MMC protocols, then we can come back and retest like we did here, and we see that these levels fall considerably. Anti-vinculin IgGs is down to 11, the anti-cytolethal distending toxin B is now normal at 6. So this basically tells us that our migrating motor complex treatment is working very, very well, that we are very close to being done, and we can treat for a little bit longer and then retest to make sure that anti-vinculin has fallen the rest of the way, and then we know that we are done with our migrating motor complex treatment. So that's how I would use this particular lab to basically address and to evaluate migrating motor complex function. So the next video we're going to do will begin our video series. We have a few different videos on the actual interpretation of SIBO test itself. These videos are extremely important because, like many tests in functional medicine, the way we analyze the results are going to be different than what the lab values actually show. So make sure you pay very close attention in these next videos because we're going to teach you things like how to find hidden SIBO and how to interpret SIBO results really accurately, which we often find people will come in and bring their lab tests to us and they had been told by other practitioners that their SIBO was negative, but once we understand how to interpret it correctly, we will actually be able to say, no, that's actually a positive SIBO test, and we'll be able to guide them through treatment and wellness from there. So stay tuned for that. We'll see you then.